Ladies and gentlemen, all weekend long, it's a reunion weekend on Detroit's nicest rock. WNIC, WNIC-FM, Dearborn, Detroit.
The Detroit Reunion Weekend, WNIC.
Cynthia Catty here welcoming you to WNIC's big reunion weekend and extending a special Motown welcome to one of our own. Some of you know him from his radio days in Detroit in the 40s and 50s, and most everyone knows him as the car audio king of Detroit. It's a pleasure to meet and welcome Mickey Shore. Broadcasters often have rather strange and wonderful ways of getting into the business. And
yeah.
Tell us how the broadcasting bug bit you.
I was 12 years old, and I always looked for ways to skip school. And I was home in bed with a cold or something, and my mother had given me a book called Minutes in History. And there were a series of essays on different people. There were two books, one on people, one on events. And I was in bed with a cold, and I read these 60-second things aloud to myself. And, of course, I also sat and listened to the radio programs. There was no television. And I listened to this stuff, listened to myself talk, and I said, gee, I'm as good as any of these people on the radio. I was 12, and I started bugging people in the radio business. And finally, when I was 14 or 15, there was a great comedy team at a radio station in Windsor called Gentile and Bingy. And they were the rage. And I went over to them at age 14, and I told them that I was the advertising manager for my uncle's restaurant. My uncle had a very well-known restaurant in Dearborn, and that I was in charge of buying the time. So they let me hang around. And about a year later, they let me say, it's 8 a.m., B-U-L-O-V-A, Bulova watch time. And when one of them wouldn't show up, they let me act in the skits. And I was Mr. Kahn of Kahn's Clothes in some of the skits, and Ben Rich of Rich Real Estate. And then I decided at 15 or 16, I decided to strike it out on my own, and I got a copy of the trade magazine, Broadcasting. I got a job in Erie, Pennsylvania, at WLEU, Your Voice of the Blue, and Mutual 2. That was when there was a blue network.
Oh, NBC.
NBC Red, right. And Blue. The Blue Network, for those of the listeners, is now ABC. And they let us have about an hour a week, usually on Saturday nights, where we could spin records and talk about them. The term disc jockey had not been formulated at that time.
This is the early 40s then.
And you know, on the music, I remember, I don't know that the word gay was originated, but my contemporaries thought that I was whatever the word was that they used, because I used to play Dorsey records and talk about this kid Sinatra that I thought was great. And in those days, if you liked Frank Sinatra, unless you were a Bobby Sox or lady, you were considered to be
a wimp.
Yeah.
Quite a wimp.
That's right. But I guess he's doing all right. What has he done since he left?
I think he's done a couple things. Yeah, I think I've heard of him now.
Yeah.
When did you make it into, if you want to call it, the big time, Detroit?
Well, I made it in the big time before Detroit. I worked at a station in Tacoma, Washington, while I was in the Army, and that was nothing. And I came back to Detroit after I got out of the Army. I had a automobile seat cover store. We sold and installed seat covers, just like the stores now sell and install car audios. And I went to work for WKMH, which I believe is the forerunner of this station. We were upstairs of a furniture store on Michigan Avenue in
West Dearborn, weren't you?
West Dearborn.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun in those days. This was in the late 40s and early 50s, and the programs that we did, we never... I don't know, disc jockeys would be interviewed and they'd say how hard they work. They got to pick their music and they work 12 hours for every hour that they had. It was all bull. I mean, it was nothing but fun.
You were just doing what came naturally.
I was doing what I love to do.
Now, where did you go after KMH?
KMH, I got busy with my seat cover thing for a few years. And then I went to another station in downtown Detroit. And this was where I guess I became kind of popular overnight.
This was this the old WXYZ?
This was WJBK, mm-hmm. not Channel 2. They owned it, but this was their call letters as a radio station. And I started playing rock and roll because I liked it. Nobody was playing rock and roll except the black jockeys, and I guess it was unpopular for the white kids to listen to the black jockeys in those days.
Or so someone deemed.
Right. Yeah. Ernie Durham was great. He was better than anybody in town. But I started playing rock and roll records. The first one was a record called When You Dance by the Turbans. And it had been in a vault. It was laying on a shelf at the distributor for about 6 months. And the distributors wouldn't give me free records because I had just started on the air. And I went into this distributor and he says, I'll tell you what, he says, this record here, he says, you make a hit out of this for me. Yeah, it was, you know, he was...
being sarcastic is right. What he was.
So I took the record and I started playing it. And it was a great oldies rock and, you know, then it wasn't an oldies. It was a new rock and roll record that nobody had played since it was released 6 months before. And the calls started coming in and I offered to give away some free copies of it. And we got 700 letters the next day in the mail. And that was the... start of, I guess, some kind of a career that lasted for a while.
Mickey, it's terrific to have you here at WNIC's Reunion Weekend, and of course it's been a pleasure talking with you, but why don't I just let you get down to business now. Take it away, Mickey Shore.
The Detroit Reunion Weekend, WNIC.
What's a reunion weekend without Ray Charles? This is Mickey Shore on my portion of the weekend. Don't miss Ray. He's going to be at the Greystone Ballroom this Saturday night. A show and dance, a gigantic show and dance. Ray Charles and the group. And he'll be there on behalf of Frank Brown Productions. This is Mickey Shore, good buddies and good gals, with another stack of hi-fi from now until the bewitching hour of midnight right here on Reunion Weekend.
They're really rocking in Boston and Pittsburgh, PA.
That guy is going to be. That's Chuck Berry, Sweet Little 16. Did you catch him at my show at the Riviera Theater with Robin Seymour a few weeks ago? He was dynamic, dynamite. He was incredible. Chuck Berry, and this is Mickey Shore on a reunion weekend at One Under a Sawbuck. After One Under a Sawbuck, you figure that out.
A little bit of soap. Your lipstick on my face. It's gonna never, never, never. Wash away.
A little Miss Schmutzig put him, a little bit of soap for your face tonight. And this is Mickey Shore on a reunion weekend. How'd you like to have a television set in your house? Well, I'll tell you what you do. You pick up your phone right now and call 555-4660 and you get the Muntz TV man for a free home demonstration. Muntz will be out to your house with a gigantic 10-inch screen television that you can watch all the TV shows. Did you catch Uncle Milty last night? Oh, God, he was hilarious. Well, that free home demonstration puts you under no obligation whatsoever, and there is no better television set than a Muntz. And I'm telling you right now that for $99, $15 down, and $25 a month, for a 10-inch screen TV, you'll be the neighbor's envy. You'll be the envy of the whole neighborhood. I tell you what, you call that number right now, 555-6660. Tell them your good buddy Mickey Shore told you to call, will you? And the salesman will be out to your house and demonstrate that television set for you right in your own home.
Bobby Darin's dream-loving gal. Well, Bobby is going to be autographing records tomorrow at Joe Von Battle's record shop on 12th Street. You be there, good buddies and good gals. You just hop in your driving machine, click your starter button, and boom, make it over to 12th Street. Be a good one on the dozens.
There's a moon out tonight. Let's go strolling. There's a girl in my heart. Whose heart I've stolen.
There's a moon out tonight.
Oh, ain't that a beautiful thing? There's a moon out tonight, the Capri's, and you're driving around in your flop-top driving machine, which top down, and she's sitting there beside you just cuddling up with you, and I hope you're digging the Mickey Shore sounds tonight on the reunion weekend. We'll be around from now until midnight. Right now, it's a double sawbuck after Little Joe times two plus one. Giving me wings. Bobby will be our in-person guest on Mickey's Record Room on television, so you be sure to watch us, and maybe you can get on there as a dancer. How about that? Hey, it's reunion weekend at WNIC, Detroit's nicest rock, and here are Detroit's nicest commercials.
Okay, hold it down, fellas. Hi, this is Mickey Shore with some DJ pals to prove once and for all who's got the mouth and mind for selling Mickey Shore car audio. I, Mellow Old Master, or these kids. The rules are simple. Each talks his own way about my low Mickey Shore car audio prices, about my beautiful free on-the-spot installation, and horta porporoneous savings.
Horta what?
Then you decide who's with it most. First, my way. Panasonic AM-FM in-dash stereo cassette with four-way fade, digital tuning, five-station presets, and a load more, $179. Install Panasonic. Now, today's challenger.
Mickey, we're talking Panasonic AM-FM stereo cassette. Auto replay, four-way fade, digital tuning, five-station presets. $179 installed.
Now you be the judge, but whoever you choose, remember, you're always the winner at Mickey Shore Car Audio.
Hey, that's Mickey, right. Rock till you drop, bitch.
Are we rolling now?
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Mickey Shore on WNIC's Detroit Reunion Weekend.
Here he is, right from the Flame Show Bar on John R. Street, Detroit's own Jackie Wilson. That's why I love you so, you beautiful thing. That was Jackie Wilson. Hey, I am very proud to tell you, Jackie got his contract with Brunswick Records. I'm kind of responsible for that. It was at my show at the Michigan Theater. Dick Jacobs had come into town to conduct one of the bands for me, and he was backstage, and Nat Tarnopol, Jackie's manager, came backstage with Jackie Wilson. They started gabbing with Dick Jacobs of... Then it was Coral Records, now Brunswick, and that's where that whole thing just happened to get put together. It's almost halfway between one under Ossoski and Ossoski, one over Little Joe, and this is Mickey Shore on a reunion weekend on WNIC, Detroit's nicest rock. And right now, I got to tell you, I am getting a little hungry. Do me a favor, will you? If the first guy to come over here and bring me a Marcus hamburger without breaking any speed laws, the first guy to get here to the studio, I will give you a Jackie Wilson record album. How about that? Will you make it over? Okay. Benny King. Benny King, Spanish Harlem. This is Mickey Shore.
just playing a beautiful stack of high five for you. On a reunion weekend on WNIC, Detroit's nicest rock, we got a couple of new sponsors I got to tell you about. Victory and Kotzen Studebaker. That's Victory Kotzen, Victory Studebaker out on Gratiot Avenue, and Kotzen Studebaker over on Dexter Avenue. And if you're looking for a driving machine that's going to get you where you want to go and accomplish the things that a person wants to accomplish when driving around in a beautiful driving machine, then you're going to find it over there. Because now, the new Studebaker Commander convertible, it ain't cheap. I got to tell you, it's going to cost you over $2,000, but you just picture yourself driving over to the island or over to Palmer Park on a moonlit night in a new Studebaker convertible, and hey, fellas, them ladies, good buddy, them good gals, they're going to be after you. They're going to be lighting on you like fireflies. Love of true love. Do you know that? Honey, I got to tell you something. You just roll your shell pink ear back and listen to this, because your good buddy Mickey Shore is going to tell you, men like us and men like the man that you're going with, they're liable to tell you that they love you when they don't really actually love you. They're just looking to... This is the reunion weekend on WNIC, and this is Detroit's nicest rock. And here's a theme from a movie. If you didn't see this movie, you got to see it. Now, it was at the Palm State last week. It might be at the neighborhood theaters this week. And it's called Town Without Pity. And it's a very exciting, very dramatic movie. The theme music is recorded by Gene Pitney. And Gene is going to be a real big star one of these days. You listen to this record and see if you don't agree with me. Town Without Pity, Gene Pitney. Wow, you got to see that movie. It's a great flick. You got to see it at the Palm State Theater, at the neighborhood theaters next week. Couple of dozen under, one under, an hour under the bewitching hour, right here on a reunion weekend. This is Mickey Shore with my good buddies and good gals. Stop bringing the hamburgers. Jan Bologna of Dearborn Heights brought it, and she gets the free album by Bobby Darin. She said she don't want the free album because she is the president of the Frankie Lane fan club, but she will take the free album anyway. So, hey, listen, I respect the fact that you brought it for me, and being a foodaholic, I dig on those hamburgers. And thank you again, and we will be back again right after these.
It's WNIC's Detroit Reunion Weekend. All weekend long, we're visiting with some of Detroit radio's biggest air personalities ever. We've heard Tom Shannon, Scotty Regan, Gary Burbank, Lee Allen, Bill Gable, and more. Coming up tonight at 10, it's Back to Today. We'll wrap up the weekend with Dr. Ruth, live with Sexually Speaking, on Detroit's One for more
music
and more fun.
The Detroit Reunion Weekend. WNIC.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Mickey Shore on WNIC's Detroit Reunion Weekend.
Topsy, part two.
On this record spinning machine. This amazing classical drumist. Better call him Mr. Cozy Cole. Whatever happened to part one? Never know. Never was one. One over Little Joe times four under a sawbuck. That was Cozy Cole, and you know what. Part two of Topsy. This is Mickey Shore and a reunion weekend on WNIC, Detroit's nicest rock, recreating some of the old 50s sounds. And don't forget, this weekend at the Fox Theater, Rock and Roll-A-Rama number one, 1956. I'll be there with Don McLeod. The Cadillacs, Frankie Castro, Bobby Charles, the Cleftones, Bob Crew, the Chuckles, the Four Tunes, the Royal Jokers. They were the first group ever on Atco Records. Wild Bill Moore, Maurice King and his great orchestra, Maurice, who later goes on to do the things for the all the Motown acts, the Supremes, and conduct the orchestra for the all of those acts. And the show starred Della Reese. Her first appearance in her good old hometown of Detroit, other than she had worked at the club on East Adams. Can't remember the name, but this was before The Flame. And this is before our next just great piece of hi-fi on a record spinning machine. Something beautiful, a true story. This is Jive 5, and you know that if the Jive 5 tell you it's true, it's Jive. Jive 5 and My True Story, and they'll be at the 20 grand. They'll be there this weekend. You got to make it over to the 20 grand to catch this great, great group. Billy Bland, he'll be on my television stove, backed up by Hal Gordon's orchestra. Let the little girl dance.
Let the little girl dance.
The little girl dance. This is Mickey Shore playing them out for you on a record spinning machine here on a reunion weekend on WNIC with all that nice, nice rock and roll, Detroit's nicest rock and roll. And don't forget, Billy Bland will be on my television show next week. He'll be on there one day next week. We're not sure when. Along with Kathy Carr, we're going to bring you Sal Mineo and Rudy Valli so that you'll be able to tell who your mama was hot for. That's right. Rudy Valli is going to be on there, and you guys can see what the difference is. Little Richard may be along, and we're working on a contract now to get Little Willie John to come over and do the show. I don't know if we can get all these big-time artists, but Little Willie John said that he was going to try to make it if he could fit it into his schedule. And I want you to take this and fit it into your schedule right now. Did you catch him last night on the Steve Allen show? He was in on furlough from the Army, and I got some confidential news for you. I'm telling you that Steve Lawrence is going to wind up married to Edie Gourmet. Oh, hey, can you dig them singing a duet? It's a sawbuck. We'll see you a little later.
Ladies and gentlemen, all weekend long, it's a reunion weekend on Detroit's nicest rock. WNIC, WNIC-FM, Dearborn, Detroit.
The Detroit Reunion Weekend, WNIC.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Mickey Shore on WNIC's Detroit Reunion Weekend.
This is dedicated to the one I love.
I dedicate that one to the one I love. And if my wife finds out who the one I love, I'm going to be in a lot of trouble. This is good buddy Mickey Shore spinning a whole mess of hi-fi for you on the reunion weekend.
When I see my baby, what do I see? Poetry in motion. Whoa, 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 whoa.
WNIC's Detroit Reunion Weekend. All weekend long, we're visiting with some of Detroit radio's biggest air personalities ever. We've heard Tom Shannon, Scotty Regan, Gary Burbank, Lee Allen, Bill Gable, and more. Coming up tonight at 10, it's Back to Today. We'll wrap up the weekend with Dr. Ruth, live with Sexually Speaking, on Detroit's One for more
music
and more fun.
Detroit Reunion Weekend. W-N-I-C.
It's 2 hours under the bewitching on night.
People knocking, but they can't come in. People knocking, but they can't come in.
Yeah, hey, you can knock all you want, but I ain't gonna open that door, so just leave me alone. Keep a knocking, but you can't come in, little Richard. Richard is over in Australia right now, and he's doing a tour for Detroiter Lee Gordon over in Australia. I talked to Lee on an overseas telephone the other day, and you know what he told me? He thinks that little Richard is going to become a preacher. Now, watch it. You heard it first on Mickey Shore. And this is Mickey Shore, but it's a few years later, and we're on the reunion weekend on WNIC, Detroit's nicest rock, and it's always nice to rock. Five satins. Satins in the still of the night. And this is Mickey Shore with the old Night Train Show on the reunion weekend on WNIC, Detroit's nicest rock. The Five Satins. Wow. Does that bring back memories? Here's Frankie Avalon. Frankie's going to be on our television show singing Bobby Socks to Stockings.
When a girl changes from Bobby Socks to Stockings. Yes, she's old enough to give her
voice. Frankie Avalon, from Bobby Socks to Stockings. From cotton to silk. Hey, good gal, do you know how it is that you tell when you're about to change from Bobby Socks to Stockings? That's when your big brother's best buddy comes over to pick your big brother up in his flop-top driving machine, and instead of telling you to get in the back seat, just leaves your big brother home, clicks the starter button, and takes off with you, young lady. Let's take a stroll. The Diamonds.
Come, let's stroll across the floor.
Let's go strolling on by the candy store, honey, and we'll have a hot fudge cream puff. Just you and me. I'll spend 15 cents on you anytime, young lady. It's a sawbuck after a sawbuck, and this is Mickey Shore on a reunion weekend on Detroit's nicest rock, WNIC. And I got to tell you about a great new Chevrolet dealer in town, L.A. Joe May, 12555 Grand River. You got to make it out to L.A. Joe May, because not only is the selection of automobiles the best that there is in Detroit on Grand River and Myers, but L.A. Joe May lets you pick the terms. You tell him how much you can pay down for that new flop-top Chevrolet driving machine, how much you can pay a month, and L.A. Joe May will see to it that you get yourself into a superb new 57 Chevrolet convertible ragtop flop-top, and you'll be driving where you want to go. And I'm going to tell you something. Believe it or not, the 57 Chevy someday is going to be a classic.
Oh.
his baby. He can't have his baby because they locked his baby up in jail because she kissed him behind the ear in a public place, and they have locked her up in the jailhouse. The Drifters on a reunion weekend on WNIC on Detroit's nicest rock. This is Mickey Shore at a double sawbuck after one under the bewitching. That's the sawbuck, a sawbuck under a sawbuck, double sawbuck. And here we go with Dion and the Belmonts and... A teenager in love.
Each time we have a quarrel, it almost breaks my heart. Must I feel
good buddies and good gals, I can tell you that the reason you got to be a teenager in love is because when you're a teenager, you're always in love, whether it's with somebody that you know or somebody that you see in the movies or nowadays somebody that you might just see on television. Hey, there's a new record company starting right here in Detroit. It's going to be a big-time company. Guy from the Flame Show Bar. He and his sister have the photography concession over at the Flame. His name is Barry Gordy, and the record company is Motown. And they've got a record out by a young guy from probably right around town named Marv Johnson. And you got what it takes.
You don't drive a big fan car. You don't look like a movie star.
Oh, baby, you don't need no money because you got what it takes. Hey, did you just kind of borrow an arranger from Jackie Wilson to put that thing together? Marv Johnson, I think you just might make it with that one. This is Mickey Shore with a reunion weekend on WNIC, Detroit's nicest rock. It's a couple of dozen after one under an hour under the bewitching, and we're going to take off for a couple of minutes here.
The Detroit reunion weekend, WNIC.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Mickey Shore on WNIC's Detroit Reunion Weekend.
Don't let him break your heart, good gal.
He don't love you like I love you. Your heart.
Don't let him break your heart, woman. Oh, don't let him do that to you, good gal. If he's going to get a... A kiss from you, you make sure that he takes you to nothing but the finest. Have him take you to Darby's for a sandwich. And then maybe you can go see a show and go over to the Checker for some barbecue. Hey, on our television show next week, we're going to have All Detroiter Day with Jackie Wilson, Della Reese, Jack Scott, Marvin Gaye, and the amazingly great Del Shannon.
Once I had a pretty girl, her name it doesn't matter. She went away with another guy. Now he won't even look at her. Now that Mary said goodbye to you, to you, to
you. That was Del Shannon here with your good buddy Mickey Shore on the reunion weekend here on WNIC, Detroit's nicest rock. And I got to tell you that we told you that Del Shannon's going to be with us. Hats off to Larry. He's going to be singing it on our television show this week with all the Detroiters. However, what if you don't got a television set? Well, that's very simple, good buddies and good gals. All you got to do is pick up your talking machine, click on the numbers, and call Munts TV for a free home demonstration. Call Munts TV at 555-6060, and a man will come out to your house. He'll demonstrate this gigantic 10-inch screen television set that only costs you $99. He'll do it in the privacy of your own home. You name your own terms, and you just might own a television set this week. Tony Stevens.
Now, I've got a guy, and his name is Dooley. He's my guy, and I love him truly. He's not good looking. Heaven knows, but I'm wild about his crazy clothes. Tan shoes, pink shoelaces, and a big Panama with a purple hat band.
Hey, wants to get married and
with a purple hat band.
A big Panama with a purple hat band and tan shoes with pink shoelaces, he is all right with me. It's 2 bits before one under the bewitching. This is Mickey Shore on a reunion weekend on WNIC, and this is Detroit's nicest rock. And that's what we've got for you. From now until midnight, the bewitching hour of midnight. All the way from Seattle. Entertain you. The Skyliners, since I don't have you.
I don't have plans and schemes. You.
I don't have anything since I don't have you. Those are the Skyliners from Seattle, Washington, right here on the reunion weekend on WNIC, and this is your good buddy Mickey Shore with a beautiful stack of high five from now until the bewitching hour of midnight.
Where are you, little star?
And a real big hit for that group. It's a double sawbuck after one under the bewitching, and this is Mickey Shore on a reunion weekend on WNIC, Detroit's nicest rock. And when's the last time you heard this? Don't you dare go away. We'll be back in a minute.
It's WNIC's Detroit Reunion Weekend. All weekend long, we're visiting with some of Detroit radio's biggest air personalities ever. We've heard Tom Shannon, Scotty Regan, Gary Burbank, Lee Allen, Bill Gable, and more. Coming up tonight at 10, it's Back to Today. We'll wrap up the weekend with Dr. Ruth, live with Sexually Speaking, on Detroit's One for more
music
and more fun.
The Detroit Reunion Weekend. WNIC.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Mickey Shore on WNIC's Detroit Reunion Weekend.
Back to those two beautiful record spinning machines, the Everly Brothers.
Never felt like this until I kissed ya. I kissed ya. Oh yeah, I kissed ya.
You got a way about you, baby. Oh, you got a way about you. And I just found out about that way too. When I kissed you, it's double sawbuck before one under the bewitching on the reunion weekend on WNIC. This is Mickey Shore on Detroit's nicest rock. And we...
Hear that whistle, it's 10 o'clock.
Don't let go.
Come on, baby, it's time to rock.
Don't let go.
Hold me tight. That was Roy Hamilton, who will be appearing in person at the Greystone Ballroom Tuesday night in a gigantic dance and show presented by Frank Brown. And this is your good buddy Mickey Shore with the record spinning machines here on Reunion Weekend on WNIC, Detroit's nicest rock. And I got to remind you of this. If you don't have a television set, get yourself a Munst TV. You can have a free home demonstration of the largest screen television available today, a 10-inch screen. Can you imagine the luxury in your own living room of watching Uncle Milty on a 10-inch screen? Good buddies and good gals. Little Anthony and the Imperials, a great new hit.
You don't remember me.
Tears on my pillow.
I remember you. Twas not so long ago. You broke my heart in two. Oh, oh, oh.
That time. time teller Mo Sheen says a couple over a dozen before one under a dozen, and that was Little Anthony and the Imperials and Tears on My Pillow, a real big hit because that guy just sings his raggedy self to death. I mean, that's beautiful. That sure is. Chuck Jackson's got a new one. Gonna be a hit any day now.
Any day now. I will hear you say goodbye, my love.
That was Chuck Jackson and Any Day Now. And Any Day Now, that's going to be in the charts for Chuck. That's going to be a big hit for Mr. Jackson. This is your good buddy Mickey Shore with the reunion weekend on WNIC, Detroit's nicest rock. At about a Soski before one under the bewitching hour, or one over a Soski. And my niece Marilyn Bez is having her 16th birthday today. And Marilyn, for you, the Crests. But you're the loveliest thing that I've ever seen. Oh, yeah. 16 Candles, the Crests. And this is Mickey Shore on Reunion Weekend on WNIC, and we'll be back with Detroit's nicest rock after 16 commercials.
Detroit Reunion Weekend, WNIC.
Ladies and gentlemen, all weekend long, it's a reunion weekend on Detroit's nicest rock. WNIC, WNIC-FM, Dearborn, Detroit.
The Detroit Reunion Weekend, WNIC.
Hey, this is your good buddy Mickey Shore back once again with a couple of beautiful record spinning machines. Stack a hi-fi and a bottle of tequila. Tequila, the champs, right here on Reunion Weekend with your good buddy Mickey Shore on WNIC, Detroit's nicest rock. Way back in the 50s and early 60s, there were all kinds of dance television shows. I had one, and there was one weekend that I had done a record, a comedy record called The Russian Bandstand, and I was going around the country promoting it with my partner, Dickie Goodman, who also did comedy records. And we had to do a television show in Cleveland for Joe Finan, a TV performer. And in order to get back on time to do my own television show, we had to charter a plane. And it was a very stormy day, and as we were flying over Lake Erie, we heard a news bulletin on the radio in the plane that an airplane had gone down, I believe, in Kansas, and that three rock and roll greats were killed. Richie Valens, the Big Bopper, and, of course, Buddy Holly.
Oh, little thing you say.
Tragedy, the untimely death in their flying machine of the Big Bopper, Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, when that plane went down and they were gone forever. We did a memorial dance out at the Almonte Legion Stadium in California dedicated to Richie Valens. His mother was there and about 14,000 of his fans. Very well-loved guys. We were sitting in the office in Los Angeles one time. We had Sam Cooke scheduled to do a concert at the Los Angeles Civic Arena, and he had died the night before. And we were there with his manager and Hal Zeiger, the producer of the show. And Hal Zeiger was a cynical kind of a guy. He was the guy that took Ray Charles out of that toilet in Seattle and put him in Carnegie Hall. He was the first guy ever to produce Lou Rawls in concert. He was a genius when it came to promoting, but and a lovable guy to me because he taught me so much. But Hal, when it came to being a cynic, he made W.C. Fields look like a puppy dog. And we're carrying on about Sam Cooke, and his valet was there, and his manager was there, and everybody was crying, and Sam Cooke was gone, and Hal Zeiger said, "That's enough of this stuff now, fellas. Let's get back to work. Just learn the moral lesson from Sam's death. You never leave a $30,000 sports car parked in front of a $3 motel."
Darling, you send me.
It's WNIC's Detroit Reunion Weekend. All weekend long, we're visiting with some of Detroit radio's biggest air personalities ever. We've heard Tom Shannon, Scotty Regan, Gary Burbank, Lee Allen, Bill Gable, and more. Coming up tonight at 10, it's Back to Today. We'll wrap up the weekend with Dr. Ruth, live with Sexually Speaking, on Detroit's One for more
music
and more fun.
Detroit Reunion Weekend. WNIC.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Mickey Shore on WNIC's Detroit Reunion Weekend.
This is Mickey Shore back with a couple of beautiful record spinning machines and an hour under the bewitching one over a sawbuck and a great new singing star from the 50s, a young man by the name of Paul Anka.
I'm so young and you're so old.
Please, Diana, that was Paul Anka, who was 16 years old at the time. Paul Anka did his first paid professional performance for me at the old Schubert Theater in downtown Detroit. He was on a bill with about 12 other rock and rollers, and he came all the way down from Ottawa, Canada, because unlike a lot of the other disc jockeys, we paid our acts. And we had to give Paul Anka $300. It wasn't too bad for $300 because all he had to do was six shows a day for 3 days. Jim Dandy, that was Laverne Baker, formerly of Detroit, and Laverne was known as Little Miss Cornchucks, and a guy by the name of Al Green, who had the hat check concession at the Flame Show Bar, decided that she could be a star, and he sure enough made her a star, and she came back later to play the Flame Show Bar back in about 1957, the week after Billie Holiday appeared at the Flame. And she was a very talented girl. There was a woman by the name of Georgia Gibbs, her Nibs Miss Gibbs. And every time Laverne Baker made a record, Georgia Gibbs would put out the same song. She would cover the record. And I guess nobody's heard from either one of them in several years now. It's Little Joe after One Under the Bewitching Hour. This is Mickey Shore on the Reunion Weekend on Detroit's nicest rock, WNI. Heartaches, blues.
Watch out!
There we go again.
Marcel. The lyrics lyrics are beautiful. The only part I couldn't make out is something about heartaches. I don't know. But the rest of it, the mup, 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 that was just gorgeous. The Marcells on the reunion weekend on WNIC, Detroit's nicest rock. At a half a dozen after one under the Sawbuck, this is Mickey Shore with a couple of stacks of hi-fi here and a couple of beautiful record-spinning machines. And... That was Ricky Nelson and Poor Little Fool. Good buddies, good gals. Hey, guys, has there ever been a guy alive that hasn't been made a fool of at one time or another by a woman who he's kind of attracted to? It's a Sawbuck after one over a Sawbuck, and this is the weekend reunion on WNIC. It's not only Detroit's nicest rock, but it's Detroit's oldest music at this particular time. Hey, if you're looking for a deal on wheels, I got to tell you about a drive machine that's going to knock you out. It's the new 1957 Chevrolet, and it's available fintails and all over at L.A. Joe May on Grand River and Myers. 12555 Grand River Avenue. We'll be appearing Monday night in the showroom in person with a lot of Detroit's favorite acts who will be there to entertain you. And I want you to come over there and take a look at this great new 57 Chevrolet convertible. It's going to be the rave of the country, and it's something that you can afford to buy because the new Chevrolet convertible lists for under $2,800. Now, that's it's probably a lot of money for you, but a Chevy convertible is something that you should have. It's a flop-top convertible, and all you're going to have to do is jump in, click that starter, and boom, take off into the night with the top down. Do it! Here's a great new recording by a great new group out of Southern California. They're called the Penguins. Earth Angel.
Earth Angel.
Right now, it's Little Joe under a double Sawbuck after 1 hour under the bewitching hour right here on the reunion weekend. This is Mickey Shore from now until, about another 45 minutes. The bewitching hour of midnight. We'll be waving goodbye and heading back home on Detroit's nicest rock, WNIC. Here comes Smokey Robinson and the Miracles.
When I became of age, my mother called me to her side. She said, son, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll take a bride.
That was Smokey Robinson and the Miracles on Reunion Weekend on WNIC. They'll be appearing with us on our Mickey's Record Room on television tomorrow. And if you don't got television, you got to call Munts TV and get yourself a free home demonstration. Hey, how'd you like last Friday's television show? Sammy Davis was on from over at the Elmwood Casino. Sammy is appearing there all this week, and I think that you'll really enjoy the show. If you caught him on our TV show, I know that you'll like Sammy Davis. He's a great impressionist and a great mimic and a great entertainer, and of course he's already a real big star. So is this guy. Hey, you leave your dial right where it is. That was Neil Sedaka. This is Mickey Shore. This is Reunion Weekend, WNIC. And we'll be back with Detroit's nicest rock after a couple.
It's WNIC's Detroit Reunion Weekend. All weekend long, we're visiting with some of Detroit radio's biggest air personalities ever. We've heard Tom Shannon, Scotty Regan, Gary Burbank, Lee Allen, Bill Gable, and more. Coming up tonight at 10, it's Back to Today. We'll wrap up the weekend with Dr. Ruth, live with Sexually Speaking, on Detroit's One for more
music
and more fun.
The Detroit Reunion Weekend. WNIC.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Mickey Shore on WNIC's Detroit Reunion Weekend.
The night was clear and the moon was yellow.
It was Lloyd Price.
And the leaves came tumbling down.
Staggily. Go ahead, Stagger Lee. That was an old-time gambler's lament from New Orleans. Stagger Lee, an old folk song. Never was really copyrighted, and it was gotten a hold of by Lloyd Price. He made himself a big hit out of it, made a fortune off of it, and this is the reunion weekend on WNIC, Detroit's nicest rock. It's a couple over 2 bits after one under the bewitching on your reunion. And here are the many tears that had to fall. But that's just part of the deal. It's all in the game.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game.
Yeah, many a tear had to fall, but that's all in the game. That was Tommy Edwards and a recording made back in the 50s that's still as fresh and lovely to hear as the day that it was recorded. It's halfway between one over a sawbuck and the bewitching hour of midnight on WNIC, the reunion weekend at 100 on your dial, Detroit's nicest rock and roll.
Sitting home all alone. I don't want no other love. Baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
I was part of the company who presented Elvis Presley in his farewell tour before he went in the Army, and he had promised to record a 2.5-hour interview for me with Elvis and myself for the radio show that we did back in the 50s. And I flew into Chicago to meet with Elvis at the Chicago Amphitheater. When he walked into the room, it was electric. When Elvis Presley walked into a room in his youth, his look was so totally devastating, not only to women, to anybody. You saw this guy walk in the room and everything came to a stop. Conversation, everything came to a stop. He did his performance at the amphitheater, and then he was supposed to do a two-and-a-half-hour interview with me for my radio show on another station in those days. And Colonel Parker came down. He says, Elvis will do the thing, but he says he's only got 7 minutes. I says, what do you mean he's got 7 minutes? And I had been telling all of my listeners that we're going to have Elvis Presley on as a guest disc jockey. So we got him for, I don't know, and that turned out to be about 9 minutes, and I asked him a bunch of questions, and then we went into a recording studio in Chicago, the Chess Record Studios. Those are the people who recorded Chuck Berry and a lot of the big groups, the Flamingos from the 50s, and we took that 6 to 9 minutes and took phrases out, we took syllables out of words, we made it 2.5 hours. You would listen to it, and you thought that Elvis Presley was right there. As a matter of fact, we did a lot of crazy things in those days. I borrowed 3 Lincoln Continentals. He drove the Lincoln Mark, the first Mark after the war. I think it was 58, but I'm not sure. And we parked one of them in front of the old Statler Hotel downtown, one of them in front of my house, and one of them in front of wherever he was, in front of Olympia Stadium. all with Tennessee license plates, all looked alike, and people were running all over Detroit trying to track down Elvis Presley. They thought he was staying at my house. They thought he was... He hadn't even come into town yet. He came in and did his performance and got right on out. And then, of course, Sam Phillips, who sold his recording contract, decided that he had another guy who was just as big as Elvis Presley. He brought this guy down to do my television show. And, boy, you talk about Southern gentlemen. This guy, everything was yes, sir, and no, sir, and yes, of course, sir. And he did the TV show. He was very good. As a matter of fact, he went on to become a big country artist. But shortly after he did my television show, he went over, I think it was to London, married his 12-year-old niece, or some, was it his niece or his cousin? And he had a few lean years after that. You know who I'm talking about.
Jerry Lewis.
God, I hate you to help me, let's police don't tease. If I can hold you, then let me squeeze. You believe me.
Breathless.
Good buddy, good gal, you could say whatever you wanted to say about the lifestyle of Jerry Lee Lewis. He was a loony bin, but he was never a loser. This guy could get up on stage and just perform his raggedy self to death. I guess he's been very ill lately, and I hope that he recovers. I don't agree with a lot of the things that he does, but he does them. And when he gets up on stage, from what I've heard, he still performs at peak. It's a couple of dozen before a dozen, and here is Roy Orbison on the reunion.
I was all right for a while. I could smile for a while.
That was Roy Orbison crying, and this is Mickey Shore on the reunion, not crying for the old days, because these are the good old days. Reunion weekend at WNIC, Detroit's nicest rock, and the reunion will reunite momentarily.
The Detroit Reunion Weekend, WNIC.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Mickey Shore on WNIC's Detroit Reunion Weekend.
Here, Nate Nelson and the Flamingos, and I ain't got eyes for nobody but you.
My love must be a kind of blind love.
Put on your eyeball spectacles, good buddies and good gals, because I've only got eyes for you. That was the Flamingos and Nate Nelson, and just a real big smasheroony of a hit from right now at a dozen minutes before one dozen hours after noon. And this is Mickey Shore on a reunion weekend. Very few minutes to go here on WNIC. One of our nicest memories on Detroit's nicest rock.
My tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away.
Bobby
and
V.
And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've got to say. Take good care of my baby.
That was Bobby V and Take Good Care of My Baby, because I'm going away for about a couple of minutes.
Ladies and gentlemen, all weekend long, it's a reunion weekend on Detroit's nicest rock. WNIC, WNIC-FM, Dearborn, Detroit.
The Detroit Reunion Weekend. W-N-I-C.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Mickey Shore on WNIC's Detroit Reunion Weekend.
The star of the 50s.
Blue Monday, how are you? Blue Monday.
Test Avenue.
Got to work, lack of sleep all day.
That was Antoine Domino from New Orleans and Blue Monday. That's what it's going to be for me tomorrow, because I've really enjoyed this reunion here on a Sunday night on WNIC with the reunion weekend on Detroit's nicest rock. This is Mickey Shore with a stack of hi-fi and a couple of beautiful record spinning machines to play them on. And here's a guy coming up on the reunion weekend that did America's first closed-circuit television show back in 1962. He did it from the Palomar Theater in Seattle, Washington. If there's anybody out there from the Pacific Northwest, they'll remember the Palomar. There was a World's Fair in Seattle, and a guy by the name of Lee Gordon, who left Detroit to move to Australia, thought this gimmick up, presented this guy in concert, and you might remember him for this record, but his first big record was The Twist. Chubby Checker, and this is Mickey Shore on a reunion weekend. And it's almost the bewitching hour, and we're going to sign off with one of the true early rock and roll classics. For those of you who may have forgotten or are too young to remember, this is Bill Doggett and his multi-million selling recording of Honky Tonk. Pleasure, a lot of enjoyment reminiscing with you here on the reunion weekend on WNIC. This is Mickey Shore. This is Detroit's nicest rock, and they were nice to invite me to be part of it. I sure hope to be back with you again sometime. And in the meantime, just hang in there and enjoy and take it for all you, good buddy.
WNIC FM, Dearborn, Detroit.